Jeannie Campbell, Jeannie, J-E-A-N-N-Y, Campbell, C-A-M-P-B-E-L-L. Date of birth is February 1st, 1959. This is for date of service, 2/20/2023. Ms. Campbell is a 64-year-old female who is here today for initial consultation regarding evaluation of her hyperthyroidism. The patient was diagnosed with Hashimoto's thyroiditis many years ago when she was school age. She was later, she reported that later she was healed and went into remission of her Hashimoto's thyroiditis throughout most of her adult years. Last summer in July, she had an evaluation by Amanda Lucero, which included a thyroid function panel and noted elevated TPO antibodies with a value of 770, in the setting of a TSH of 4.22, free T4 of 0.9, and free T3 of 3.0. At that time, she was placed on a thyroid support supplement by Pure Encapsulations, as well as a MACA-3 supplement a couple months later, MACA-3. The patient states that she did well on the thyroid support supplement, and then she started the MACA supplement around October. And in late October to November time range, she started to have feelings of weakness, palpitations, and tremors, and decreased muscle mass despite avidly working out frequently. She went for her follow-up appointment with Amanda Lucero in January of 2023, and her thyroid function studies were then again repeated, and she was noted to be hyperthyroid with a TSH of less than 0.1, free T4 elevated at 2.5, and free T3 elevated at 12.9. At that time, her thyroglobulin antibody levels were 23, her TPO antibody levels were greater than 900, and she was placed on propranolol 80 milligrams once daily and methimazole 10 milligrams twice daily. The patient states that she's feeling a lot better and decreased palpitations and tremors after being placed on the methimazole and propranolol therapy. The patient states that she also has a remote history of a pituitary tumor. At the time of evaluation, again, she was in her early 20s, and she was noted to have an elevated prolactin level and was placed on therapy for that. However, this resolved again in her adult years. She currently reports some hoarseness in her voice and some heat intolerance. She had a thyroid ultrasound done on January 30th, 2023, indicating an enlarged thyroid gland without any specific dominant thyroid nodules. Her thyroid appeared cobblestone with a pseudo-nodular pattern, and the gland was hypervascular, with the findings suggestive of Hashimoto's thyroiditis, period. Plan number one for her Hashimoto's thyroiditis. At this point, she may have a combination of Hashimoto's and possibly Graves' disease. However, at this point, I can't make that diagnosis, and we will await for the thyroid-stimulating immunoglobulin level. The patient transitioned to a hyperthyroid state, and her latest labs show a TSH of less than 0.1, a free T4 that is elevated at 2.5, and a free T3 of 12.9. And her thyroglobulin antibody was 23, and her TPO antibody was greater than 900. My recommendation at this point is to continue this therapy and check a current thyroid function panel to assess the suppression of the thyroid hormone level. Next number, I've also asked her to discontinue the MACA-3 supplement, and the patient states that she already has discontinued it for the last 2 weeks, and she was taken off of the thyroid support in January when her labs were noted to be hyperthyroid. Next number, I've also recommended for her to be on a gluten-free diet to decrease inflammation. Next number, for her vitamin B12 deficiency, her last level was 376, and she is on vitamin D replacement. Correction, I meant vitamin B replacement. Next number, follow up with Amanda Lucero. Thank you for allowing me to participate in her management.